Another global trouble spot is closer to home. Mexico has been engulfed in drug-related violence for 3 years. The deadliest city in the country is just south of the U.S.-Mexican border. Ciudad Juarez racked up about 2,500 murders in 2009. The city's trying something new to restore order. It's partnering with Crime Stoppers International, which solicits anonymous tips to solve crimes. But Monica Ortiz Uribe reports that it's not clear how the program will work in a city where few have trust in law enforcement.
Ciudad Juarez is the first city in Mexico to partner with Crime Stoppers International. Officials signed a formal agreement with Crime Stoppers earlier this month with much fanfare. The mayor, the governor, and 2,000 uniformed police officers gathered outdoors under a massive Mexican flag less than a mile from the U.S. border.
Hoy, invito a la comunidad.
I invite the community to use this anonymous tip line to tell police the information they need to do their job, Mayor José Reyes Feriz told a small crowd. Also at the event was Alex McDonald, chairman of Crime Stoppers in Latin America.
How the program works is that when the person in the community calls, their call will be directed to a call center outside Mexico, and it will be answered by Spanish-speaking persons. And that information then is forwarded by computer system to the law enforcement agencies here in this, and they will then be deciphered and sent down to the lower levels.
McDonald says Juarez is the first local government that's asked to partner with Crime Stoppers.
Normally, Crime Stoppers programs are started by the business community. It is an unusual way for us to do it, but it's also a new way of doing it in areas where the citizens can't be seen to be involved with certain things for their safety reasons.
In other words, if ordinary citizens had helped launch the anonymous tip program, they might face retaliation. Mayor Reyes Feriz is enthusiastic about the program, though he admits it's going to be hard to win over public trust. He says there's corruption in the police force, something his administration is addressing.
One of the things we need to do in Juarez is get the confidence from the population back into the police departments. No police department in the world can operate without getting anonymous tips.
In 2008, the city of Juarez fired more than 300 officers suspected of having links to organized crime. Today, there are 1,000 newly graduated officers patrolling the streets of Juarez, and Mayor Reyes Feriz said crimes such as auto theft and bank robberies have dropped in the past year. But the city is still averaging 10 murders a day. Rolando Olivares sells candy to motorists at a busy intersection in front of a McDonald's. He lives with his wife and 3 daughters in a poor barrio where drug-related killings are commonplace.
The truth is, right now, you don't know the good guy from the bad guy. If I witness a crime, I'd rather keep my mouth shut.
Olivares was only vaguely aware of the Crime Stoppers program, which operates in Juarez's sister city, El Paso. He says he'd be hesitant to call in a tip.
It's doubtful. I'd really have to think about it before I called.
But at a popular cafe just down the street, insurance saleswoman Norma Lievano says she welcomes the city's partnership with Crime Stoppers.
Because the call is made to an impartial operator who has nothing to do with our local police or anyone who could possibly be involved in organized crime, more people will have the confidence to report crime.
The Crime Stoppers phone lines for Juarez open up on January 1st. For The World, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.